is beginning to rain, 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 in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be with you today as we continue our series of messages on the secrets of God. There's one thing that I know for sure, and that is that prayer changes things. Prayer is marvelous. Prayer is miraculous. You know, not every time do we know the will of God. If it's His will that you or I go and go on to be with Him, well, so be it. We'll be a lot better off. I'd rather be with God than here on earth. I can tell you right now. But that doesn't mean I kill myself. No. God didn't put me down here to commit suicide. He put me down here to have joy, to live to the fullest, and to do and accomplish everything He has given me to do until He takes me home. You know, I love friends of the ministry write to us. I have a letter from Spencer Morris of Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. That's a mouthful there. Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. They say it's a beautiful place. But Spencer is nice enough to send me some music albums. The Blackwood Brothers, the Statesmen, and some others. The old favorites. And I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm going to play some of those on the air in coming weeks. In fact, we have a song today from one of the albums that Spencer sent me. You know, you might want to send me a tape or a CD of music, beautiful music that you love, that we might play on the air. I can't promise I'll play it because I only play one song a week. So, you know, it would take me forever just to go through a few albums. But I'll try to, and maybe we'll just play it here at the church and turn on the music sometime, and maybe it'll just inspire us. I don't know. I'm not necessarily begging you, but, you know, if you feel led to do that, well, we'd love to have your music. We're always looking for beautiful music. And Spencer sent me one. Now, one of the songs on here, I got a letter from Sister Florence. And she, by the way, just happened to be from Ohio, too, Toledo. And she said to me, "Tex, I like your music a little," she says, "but, you know, you could jazz it up." She said I could jazz it up. So I wrote her back a little note and said, "Well, Sister Florence, what do you mean jazz it up?" I don't like the sound of that very much. She says, "Well, you know, add a little bit of speed to the music. Add a little bit of flavor to your gospel music." She says it sort of drags on and it's sort of slow. Well, you know, Sister Florence probably meant well. And actually I said, okay, I'll try one time a little faster gospel music. And I'm going to ask my friends out there now in Radio Land what you like. Well, I like a little slower music. But I'll have to say this is an old classic. If I'm going to try some speeded up, quick-paced music, I guess you can't go wrong. Here's the Blackwood Brothers, my friends. We're going to have a great song from them. And then we'll continue with part two of our series, The Secrets of God, today. This song is one you'll probably like. I like it. I do. I don't know if it's just perfect for Bible Home Church. You give me your opinion, would you? Is this good for Bible Home Church? Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, the Blackwood Brothers. Oh, it's fast, and I like it. But you tell me what you think. Love to hear from you. By the way, I'd love to hear from you in your comments on our messages. Are you getting a blessing from them? Is God moving your heart? We'd love to hear from you. And if you can afford to, if God will move your heart to support this ministry, well, we would certainly appreciate that. We really need help. And certainly we haven't been able to pay our bills with the income that we've been getting in, to be very honest with you. But, hey, we trust in God. I think God will make a turnaround there, too. You see, I'm not complaining. Now, other guys tell you, well, you know, other ministers, oh, if you don't give, we're going to cut this radio program off. You won't be able to hear us anymore on the radio if you don't send your love gifts. I'm not going to say that. Let me say just the opposite. We're going to be right here till Jesus comes again. If you don't want to give and get a blessing, that's all right with Textmores. But I encourage you to get a blessing in giving. But we're going to get money one way or another. If we have to go out and have bake sales and cookie sales and car washes, we will get the money we need to keep going. But on the other hand, God may just want you to play a role in bringing the gospel message throughout the world in the last days. And if that's true, and I suspect that it is, then we'd appreciate your love gift. And if not, well, I hope you'll enjoy these programs and have a blessing anyway. Now, sweet chariot, swing low, say the Blackwood Brothers.
Swing low. Sweet chariot,
why don't you
swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Run me, Lord, calm and easy, idle only. Oh, the sight,
why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Run me, Lord, calm and easy, idle only. Oh, the sight,
swing, 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 swing,
swing,
swing,
swing, swing,
swing,
swing,
swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing,
swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing,
swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing,
swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing,
well, the signal went down and he got on board. The chariot played a something on down the road. See, wasn't the signal about the bumping of the road? He just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride?
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I got a hole on the other side.
Well,
I won't stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I got a hold on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I got a hold on the other side.
There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, said Daniel, and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. You've listened to all these other people. They couldn't tell you, could they? They couldn't explain the secret. They have no real discernment and understanding. But God in heaven is the one that reveals secrets, and he will make it known to you, O king. What shall be in the latter days? And then he went on to talk about the dreams and the visions that he had as he lay upon his bed, the great image that he saw, and all of the things that it meant, and how the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And that's Jesus Christ. the stone that the builders rejected, it will fill the whole earth. That's Daniel chapter 2. 27 through 35. Nebuchadnezzar, because he trusted the man of God,
It was revealed to him the secret. Listen to me, my friends. Why don't you just be a man or a woman of God? So God can reveal secrets to you. Now, sometimes God wants you to do certain things. You say, oh, I knew it. I knew I was going to have to do something. I couldn't just sit around and have a vision and then God reveal it to me. I knew it. That's right. God requires certain things of you. Did you know that it's very important that you search out a matter? I get so much information here, disinformation, a lot of times in our office. You'd be amazed at the information I get, almost OD. That's overdose on the information. I have to know what is reliable and what isn't, and I depend on the Lord's discernment. But let me tell you something. I work at it. I search out a matter. I ask God to lead me, to send me information, to cause people to cough up the secrets. And He does. And I've got stuff from people you wouldn't believe it. Employees of corporations, former CIA agents, government bureaucrats, high and low, and they give me secrets. I think God makes them. They don't have any recourse. You know, you might be listening to this radio program today, and maybe you've sent me some secrets. You were just compelled to do it. Could have been God. But I do search out a matter. I dig, and I look, and I say, God, is this true? Is this the way things really are? And what should I tell the people on the radio about these things? I take it as a grave responsibility. I don't shoot my mouth off. And I get letters all the time from my friends throughout the planet Earth who say, Tex, when you say something, we believe it. And many times it sounds incredible. It sounds preposterous. But we wait around and it might take 6 months or 9 months or a year or 3 years. And it seems to come to pass. And suddenly it all makes sense. What Texmar said back then, what seemed very limited or very crazy, sometimes turns into the fount of wisdom. And I always say, praise God. Now, friends, please don't put everything that I say, that Texmar says, in the category of God's wisdom. I mean, please don't do that. I'm not saying that everything I say is comparable to God's word, for example. Oh, no. I don't compare those things. But I do try to be reliable. But I'm not saying I am without error or I am perfect, as God's word is perfect, of course. But then on the other hand, if I read it from God and His word, you can trust that. But the information I get in here every day, generally, I believe, once I have studied it, found it reliable, if God tells me to, I will relay it to you. You generally can trust it. But the only thing 100%, my friend, is God's word. Now listen to me very carefully. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, beginning with verse 8. And it's very interesting here. And this is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. It really is. Ezekiel, a great prophet, here's what he writes. He says, Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, and abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel, upon the wall round about. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, The Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. My friends, Ezekiel was told to dig in the walls, and he dug. And there, behold, a door. And God told him, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do there. And he did, and he saw those things that were wicked. And then God said unto him, Do you see what the ancients, that's the supposed spiritual leaders of the house of Israel, do in the dark? Oh, they thought they were getting away with it. They thought that they could do their wicked things and no one would find them out. And listen to this. God said that they do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery. Friends, many of these people were doing it in their own imaginations and minds. And God allowed Ezekiel to see into the very mind of these individuals, these wicked men. The rest of Israel, the house of Israel, probably thought these people were very holy, great religious men. I mean, men that you could count on, and they probably read from the Holy Word. And, oh, we can trust these great ancients. They're the ancients of Israel. I mean, they're the spiritual leaders of that time. They're the Billy Grahams and the Pat Robertsons and the Benny Hinns and the T.D. Jakes. Oh, they're so wonderful in their religiosity. But Ezekiel was told, dig in the wall. See what these men do in the dark. See what they think and reveal from their own chambers of their minds, their own imagery, what they imagine, what they think. You know, God can even reveal to you and to me the secrets of men's minds. I have came upon men and women who were supposedly so religious. And they put up their hands and I shake their hands. I look them in the eye and I can see things. I remember I went on a trip to California and a woman, she had one of the largest ministries in America. And I was invited to a TV program there. They won't have me back anymore after, you know, I tell the truth so much. They're afraid of me, I guess. But in any case, this was before they knew Texmars very much, I guess. And I went there, and this woman, I won't even mention her name to you. I don't want to embarrass her because of various things that I can't even tell you about now. But in any case, there she was, dressed very nice. She seemed great, and people told me she was one of the greatest Christians and had such a fabulous heart and everything. And I walked up to her, and I expected her to be a nice person. And I reached my hand out, and she looked at me, and she had fear on her face. No one else saw it, but I did. And I looked at her, I looked in her eyes, and she feared because she was not living the life that everyone thought she was. And somehow, she understood that I knew. God gave me the ability to see in the very chamber of that woman's imagery. And I was startled. I was shocked. I flew home on the aircraft thinking about it all the way. And they had given me all the literature of her ministry. And she still has an international ministry. And she jet sets back and forth. And I'm sure she brings in many millions of dollars of income every year for her ministry and for that a huge television network, so-called, that supposedly Christian network. And I came home, and Wanda said, well, what did you think about your trip? And I said, well, I met so-and-so. She said, well, what did you think about her? And I said, well, I don't have any facts as the world would have it, but this is what I was made to know, to understand by God. When I shook her hands and looked in her face and eyes. And Wanda was astounded. But afterwards, everything that I knew proved to be true. The Lord does see into people's hearts. He knows what is in the heart of every man. And every once in a while, He opens up the veil and lets His prophets and His disciples see those things as well. What is behind the wall? My friends, the world, the Illuminati, the secret elite, the closed up Vatican orders and so forth, the Masonic fraternities, they believe they're doing these things in the dark. And they're foolish. Because God will open up the door. And my friends, you dig. You search for knowledge and ask God's help, and He will reveal certain secrets to you. And men cannot evade the eyes of God. They just can't. Let me give you some other Bible verses of power. Isaiah chapter 29, Verse 15 says, "Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us and who knoweth us?" Whatever they counsel others, whatever they plan and conspire to do, they believe they're doing it in the dark, and they say, who sees us? Who knows what we're doing? God does, and God can reveal it to his people in the last days. The secret things God can tell you about. Now, men say, well, if I use sorcery, if I use magic, if I ask the devil's powers to help me, can I then hide these things? No, it won't help you at all.
Please tune in to Bible Home Church next week as Pastor Mars continues his fascinating series on The Secrets of God.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.